Crevo, the Novos.
The home of Feel Good Fridays.
From New FM.
Oh, good morning, everyone. Happy Friday. Good morning, Tyler.
Oh, how good is a Feel Good Friday?
Never felt better.
Happy to be here.
Yeah, definitely. Good morning, Jared. How are you?
Good morning. Definitely feeling good.
Fantastic. Are you working on the weekend, Jared?
I am. I'm here tomorrow.
That's all right. That's okay. Hey, where would you rather be on a weekend, right?
Exactly.
Well, I mean, I don't know. Maybe the Maldives?
It's only supposed to be like 36 degrees outside. I'm fine in the aircon.
Yeah.
True.
I hear you.
Very valid point.
What did everyone get up to yesterday? What did you do, Tyler?
I bought ingredients to make fish burgers and then napped all afternoon.
Oof, you are living the high life.
Totally am.
Nice one. What about you, Jared?
Went to a couple of presses.
That's right.
Yes, we've got Pink in town. We've got the state election. We've got the Knights. We've got the Jets. It's all happening in Newcastle.
You are a busy boy. Yep.
How was Pink? What did she say?
Sadly, no. She didn't come swinging in on her usual performance. But
off ropes.
I was going to say. Silks.
Bits of leather. Yeah.
Down from the ceiling on silks. That would have been right for her.
Yeah, that's very on brand for Pink, isn't it?
Definitely. We'll be catching up with Jared in just a few minutes to find out a lot more about what's happening with these local news stories, especially the man falling asleep in the Macca's drive-thru. We'll be diving deeper on that one. You're waking up with the Novos.
For live and local news, there's only one.
From our 100% local newsroom in the Hunter, New FM's First at 5.
All right, Jared, we've got to talk about this bloke who fell asleep in the Macca's drive-thru.
We certainly do.
Now, this is really interesting. So they obviously did a breath test on him.
Yeah, so the man ended up in the drive-thru allegedly, and about 3 o'clock yesterday morning, and the workers at the McDonald's were obviously a bit...
What's going on?
Yeah, exactly.
It's so
they've called police in just to check on the man. Police have tried to wake him up. No success there. Paramedics were then brought in who eventually got him to regain consciousness.
Oh.
And then once he was awake, he was subjected to a roadside breath test. Those ones, they only sort of say like negative or positive. So then they get taken back to the station to do a subsequent one.
Yep.
And this one revealed a 0.168 reading.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but that's almost four times over the limit, right?
I don't do maths well, but 0. I'm going to go with
0.05. Yeah, it is.
Yeah. So here's another. Like, imagine you're the worker. You know, you're on $6.65 an hour, pulling soft serve.
And then, no, you're not pulling soft serve because the ice cream machine never works, mate.
Yeah, sorry, you.
Pulling hot chips.
Yeah, exactly. And then that's an exciting night.
Oh, yeah.
Behind the
you'd
fry.
You'd come home or you'd be at school being like, you won't believe what happened on night shift last night.
Guys, year seven has never been this exciting, right?
That is a highlight. If I was to be working, that'd be like, oh, yeah, that was the best night of my working career.
I just wonder how he got that far. Where did he come from?
I was just thinking that. Like, how so did he questions. Manage to get to the Macca's in the drive-thru and then just fall asleep?
Here's another question.
I also want to know what he ordered.
Oh, well, that's true.
Did he get that far?
I don't know. And also, like, when it goes to court eventually, can he say, I was on private property?
Is Macca's private property?
I would have thought so.
I don't know.
Well...
I mean...
Have we got any legal buffs?
Don't know.
I'm sure.
Just waiting for a mate. That whole situation, not driving.
I think there might be a segment on this show. We're going to have to get someone in law.
Yeah, we do.
Great idea.
Break it down.
I think there's someone advertising. I think her name's Nicole Orr.
Oh, yeah.
Get her in.
Or legal.
Get them in. Now, some other exciting news, Jared. You went to the presser yesterday after a big announcement with Pink here.
Yes. So as a journalist, I did my due diligence for the people of Newcastle and obviously asked about who the next big act might be.
Now tell me.
Well, I did hint. I said, you know, Beyonce is going on her world tour.
I heard this.
In later this year, and Venues New South Wales have actually confirmed that they are in discussions with her team. Could you imagine?
Okay,
because you said in the writing here, Queen Bee, and I thought, oh, Belinda Carlisle.
Oh, shut up.
It turns out it's not. It's a different Queen Bee, is it?
But see, this is the thing. The thing is that Australia haven't even been announced in Beyonce's world tour yet.
No, but the thing is, right, so Venues New South Wales have confirmed they're in discussions for a Newcastle stop. So that, in turn,
means that she's coming down under.
Exactly. This is what I'm getting at.
Is that an exclusive?
That's the inside scoop.
He sort of whispered to me and he said, "Do you want an exclusive?" I said, "Absolutely."
Yes!
Wow, that is big news.
This is big, huge.
Yeah, this might be like an Australia first.
Oh my God, and we've just broke the news to the world.
Your girl Tyler over here is stunned. Absolutely.
And you best
stunned.
Believe, Jared, if you know anyone over there, if we don't get tickets to this...
Well, I did.
Your ass is on the line.
I did brush it by the Lord Mayor who was there. I was like, surely council's got a box.
Come on, sis.
I need a box at McDonald Jones Stadium.
Get us some staffies.
You're a big Queen Bee fan, are you, Jared?
Big one.
Yeah. Oh. What's your favourite song of hers?
Oh.
Cuff It? Probably.
Cuff It? No.
Nah.
I actually really
Crazy
don't like
love.
That song. I really do not like
what,
that song.
What don't you?
Play that on UFM.
Yeah, I know. I
you
know
wash
it gets
your
played.
Mouth out.
Yeah.
Tell us though, what is your favorite?
I love Love on Top.
Yeah.
I think I think at the end of the song she just goes higher and higher and higher and higher in the
Yeah.
More
she's
of
so
an
good.
On top type of guy. Yeah. Fair enough. Hey, each to their own, right?
Idiot.
Some people like the cuffs.
What's yours?
Crazy in Love.
Yeah,
of course.
It's a good strut song, isn't it?
Oh, isn't it? I'll be strutting all over.
How are they
going to
fit all those fans into McDonald Jones Stadium?
Don't know.
The living ones and the ones that blow a hair back.
Yeah, true.
Great question. So much to answer
so
there.
So many questions.
A world exclusive
from
Jared. You
can ask me what my favourite is?
Yeah, go on.
No,
what
I'm
is
not
it?
Telling you now. Screw
okay,
it.
Fair enough.
Shove it up your bum.
No, I'm not that bothered,
I haven't heard
to be
that
honest.
One.
Is that after On Top?
Yeah.
It's in there somewhere in the mix.
Now, Krivo, up next, as you know, I'm doing a swim a day.
Yeah, that's right. A bit part of your getting to know Newcastle situation.
Tomorrow, I've got to do a swim that I'm very terrified about.
Scared of a swim?
Yeah.
That's not you.
No. You know I'm an anxious person. Shut up.
Yeah, sorry. It is you. It's right for you.
I'm going to tell you why I'm so scared about tomorrow's swim.
Oh, excellent. You'll hear more about Tyler's fear on the air next as you wake up with the Novos. Tyler and Krivo.
Tyler and Krivo are the Novos.
Yeah, so Marcus, my partner, and I are doing a swim a day.
Yeah.
Just to suss out local beaches to keep ourselves grounded as well, you know. Get wet. Feel good.
Well, it's a great message to live by.
Isn't it what?
Yeah, that's what, like, especially girls at university would say that all the time.
And I think you're right.
They're so true. Yeah. So true.
Am I going to tattooed on me? Get wet, feel good.
Where would you get that?
Maybe on the butt.
Yeah? Lower back?
Yeah, tramp stamp maybe.
Next to the butterfly you got there?
Yeah.
Perfect. All right.
Thanks.
That's sorted.
Now, tomorrow. Excuse me. Tomorrow, though.
Yeah.
We are heading back to our hometown, Goulburn, for a friend's first birthday, a friend's little girl's first birthday.
Yeah.
And it's at midday, which means we've got to do an early sunrise swim tomorrow. Now, you can imagine me being an anxious type. Everything that you could possibly die from in the ocean is hitting me at 100 miles an hour.
Well, okay, just hang tight for a second because this is how I see a sunrise swim. The sun rising up over... not the ocean, but around.
Yeah.
And, you know, you're enjoying the beautiful light and it's quiet. There's a couple of surfers there, but they're the old ones, you know, who just throw your chukka on the
way past. The old groms, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. They're there waxing their boards. And you think, geez, he's got a full forest of hair on his chest. How's he grown that much? And then you go, yeah, because he's 65, retired.
They've gotten wet. They're feeling good.
Nothing better to do.
Now, my mind goes directly to sharks.
Why?
Because I was always told as a kid, do not swim at dusk or dawn because that's when the sharks come out to feed.
Hot tip. That's just your parents saying that so they don't have to get up early and watch you swim.
We are going to be shark food tomorrow.
You will not. You'll be fine.
Also, early in the morning, can't see the rips. Going to get sucked out to the back.
You'll be
And also,
fine.
Too, that's where the sharks are, by the way, famously, at the deep end.
It's not a problem. The sharks will not get you.
Also terrified of the dark. Also, what's in the sand that I can't see? Like, what if
Nothing.
I step on something that's dangerous, could kill me?
You're not going to.
You don't know that.
You can't.
Blue bottles, can't see them.
You'll be fine.
Box jellyfish, can't see them either. No flags, no lifeguards. What if something happens? What if it's such rough surf, I get dragged under, no lifeguard there to save me. Marcus is useless. He won't do anything.
I've got a solution for you.
Tell me.
Merriweather Baths. Just don't go anywhere else ever again. You're too scared.
Yeah, you're right.
You'll be fine.
Probably go to Bar Beach or Dixon Park.
Yeah.
The roughest of beaches.
I'm just going to say this. You'll enjoy it more than you think.
Okay.
Just let go of all that anxiety. Pretend it's later in the day than it is.
Probably not going to do it. Probably just going to swim in the river back in Goulburn. Actually, hell nah. You won't catch me dead in that river. That's disgusting.
Get in the baths if you have to.
Fine.
It's solved. Problem solved.
Fine.
Jared in next to the Hunter's 100% local newsroom to fill you in on all of your news updates.
UFM. This is Tyler and Crevo. And this is UFM at breakfast. At breakfast.
Good news for Dungog getting $1 million, right, Jared?
Great news.
Yeah, now when you said it though at first, you were like a radio station and a toilet block, and I thought they've got $1 million to unblock their toilets? Oh, like, what's going on here?
I thought we might have been getting our toilet block upgraded.
Well, that's a good question.
that would be nice, wouldn't it?
I mean, we do have luxury marble and stuff, but surely that it's time for a freshen up still.
Gold taps.
Well, actually.
I love gold taps. Let's bring them in.
I got to tell you, the dodgy old silver taps in the ladies don't work at the moment. No water pressure.
We should get on to...
We need $1 million to
Dominic
upgrade
Perrottet.
Them.
I'll get on the phone.
Please sir. Yeah, that'd be great. Thank you very much for that. I'm glad we're sorting. Look how many problems we're solving this morning.
So
it's
many.
Brilliant. Hey, last night, though, I got to eat experimental food.
Where at?
It's a local Newcastle pub.
Yeah.
Right? I was a part of their test kitchen.
What?
Yeah, that's right. I'll fill you in on all the details about how I got an exclusive... on a certain new food as you wake up with the Novos.
Tyler and Crevo are the Novos.
All right, so yesterday we were going to cook some food at home.
Yeah.
Right, bought all the ingredients and then got on the gardening again.
Of course you did.
It's like 8:30 and Emmy's like, do you feel like cooking? I was like,
nope.
Nah.
8:30 for dinner?
Yeah, it's classic for us.
That's offensive. I'm offended. I'm in bed by then.
Well, don't take offense. Relax and enjoy the story. Right? So then, like, where should we go? All that sort of gear. And then Emmy was like, oh, how about go to the Newey, get some fried chicken.
Yum.
It's always good there, right?
So good.
And I'm sure that there's all those special nights and stuff, but who knows what night that is. Let's go.
You just
right?
rock up.
Exactly. Get a couple of skewies and let's look at the menu and sort this situation out.
Yep.
Anyway, we're having a look at things. You have to, like, scan in on the app, which I'm not a fan of, to be honest.
Me neither, because it makes you look antisocial.
Give me a menu
physical
on it.
Physical menu.
Like a greasy menu that's a bit, like, folded on the corner. That's fine.
With some tomato relish smeared across
exactly.
the front.
Exactly. That's how you know it's a good spot, right?
Yeah.
Because they're not refreshing it. Anyway, the lady also went, oh, do you want to be part of our test kitchen?
What?
And I was like, are you joking me? Of course I do.
Right now.
She goes, get on the app thing. I was like, oh, fine, righto.
So rude, but whatever.
Yeah, scan in. And she goes, that's the one right there. Thursdays, apparently. Test kitchen, that was the double-double. Now, this is crispy thigh.
Oh.
Double cheese.
Oh.
Double bacon.
I just got a shiver.
House-made onion rings. House-made Carolina gold sauce.
Oh, my
and
God.
And pickles. And, of
what
course...
What is Carolina gold sauce?
Good question. It's got gold in it. I know that.
Oh.
And it's from Carolina, but house-made at the same time. And I was like, give me that.
Was it good?
Four.
Now, what is this test night?
So that's like apparently Thursdays they test out the new recipes, secret recipes and stuff.
And anyone can just roll in and give it a go.
Yeah.
Or do you have to be offered?
I don't know.
Do they look at you and go, they look like...
a foodie.
Yeah.
He's a bit of a fatty. Does he want a massive burger?
Here comes old Boomba. Let's give him a go at the test night.
He'll eat any old thing.
Don't know whether or not he's going to give good feedback, but I'll let you eat it.
He'll finish it. Anyway, double-double. Holy dolly, it was
double-double sounds like something old Boomba would eat too, doesn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
Double-double. I'll get two double-doubles.
Double-double-double-doubles, please. I love places that repeat themselves.
Yeah.
My favourite.
Me too.
Anyway, that with a couple of crinkle cut fries.
Oh,
she was good.
Yum.
I had it at a hot level, and there's still two levels above that.
So this is like off menu stuff.
Well, yeah, if you scan in, you can, and it's the Thursday, they'll put what's on test.
Yum.
You can get it. And my God, it was good.
I love fried chicken so much. Are they open Sunday mornings? Because that's what I tend to want fried chicken most when I'm hungover.
I think they have a bottomless one on Sundays. I'm not even joking with, like, recovery cocktails or something.
Oh, my God.
Now
I'm
That's a listener event we could organise.
Totally.
Behind the scenes.
Dusty brunch.
Oh, yes, please.
I mean...
Done. All right, that's organised. you're waking up with the Novos. 5:46 here at New FM. Good morning.
The Novos with Tyler and Crevo. Tyler and Crevo are the Novos.
Yeah, and of course, just 2 days ago, Crevo, we launched our $10,000 cash tracks.
Oh, so exciting because cash is hard to get at the moment. Cozzy Live's right on the rise.
Cozzy Live is through the roof.
So we're trying to give back here and give you as much money as we can.
Some Cozzy Live support
exactly.
is what I call it.
Yeah.
$10,000 in total. In the last 2 days, Donna from Madawi and Brendan yesterday also have nailed all of the cash tracks that have played every single day.
Let's hear how it went down for Brendan after 4 o'clock yesterday.
I've got one more.
You've got one more. Well, guess what, Brendan? I've got one more too.
Oh, sweet.
Okay, mate. Good luck. This is for five from five.
One Dance by Drake, Wizkid and Kyla.
Mate, that is correct. $525. It's all yours.
Oh, that's awesome. That just tops the day off.
Doesn't it, what?
Oh, indeed.
The more money you can get, the better. So...
keep listening after 8 o'clock. Your first cash track of the day, we will play. And then right across the day with Stephen. And then with Joel this afternoon, you got to call him on 4967-4105. If you nail all of the cash tracks, you get an extra little prize too. I mean, we're not stingy.
That's right. But even if you get a few, we'll still pay you.
$105 each song, each cash track you correctly identify. Song title and artist.
You want to have New FM on you at all times. Like
all
you go
the
to the toilet... have a carrier radio with you.
Yeah.
Because you don't want to miss a cash track.
Like a big boom box on your shoulder, like you're a real G.
Or a portable one. You can have one in your pocket.
All that, yep.
However you want to do it, don't miss it.
Write them down as well, because if you think you're going to remember it in your head, you won't.
No, not
promise
a chance.
You.
Especially like all the artists. Do you see how many artists are on that featuring
so
this, that and the other, and you got them all?
You got to get them all.
Exactly
in
right.
In order to win. So our first cash track will be after 8 o'clock and then right across the day with Stephen and Joel as well. Do not miss it. Free
yeah.
money.
Oh, who doesn't want it? Jared in next with the Hunter's 100% local newsroom to give you all of your news headlines just minutes it's off as you wake up with the Novos.
The Novos.
The Novos.
The Novos.
New FM. Feel good Friday.
I don't know about you, but I feel good.
Oh, good morning, everyone. Happy Friday.
Oi, I keep forgetting it's Friday.
Don't forget it.
It happens all the time.
What do you have a big weekend plan? You're off to, like, Goulburn or something, aren't
yeah,
you?
Back to our hometown. Our very dear friends have got a one-year-old. We're celebrating her first birthday.
Oh, that's a bit of fun.
Big piss up.
Is it now? Yeah.
I think so.
Fantastic.
Not sure, but think so.
Right, right. That's a bit of fun.
I'm excited,
like,
yeah.
A reunion of old friends is always good.
Yeah, and I mean, we saw a lot of them over Christmas time, but it's always nice just to see them again.
Oh, yeah, why not? You're living your best life.
Can't wait.
Well, that's awesome. I've got a big social weekend as well.
Yeah, what are you up to?
Got dinner tonight.
Jeez.
Going to that Bar Soul.
Oh, that looks good.
Yeah, I've heard it's really good.
Yep.
And then I haven't been in aid. Like, I've never actually been in there, but I keep meaning to go. So
yeah,
I'm
I drive
glad.
Past all the time. I'm like, I must go there.
I'm glad that that's happening tonight.
That'd
then
be nice.
Tomorrow, hosting a dinner party, which
Ooh,
is good as well.
What are you making?
The only thing I've decided for sure is the dessert. So I'm doing a mixed berry clafouti, which will be good.
What the hell is that?
It's like an almond sort of tart cake thing.
Yum.
With the berries through it and they're baked.
Yum.
Flushy, tasty, bit of whipped cream.
I was going to say, you're going to, yeah, make some cream.
Of course.
Oh.
You don't want to muck around when you've got a good clafouti
with the real vanilla bean in it?
Yeah, of course.
Oh.
Scrape a bit. Or essence, maybe.
Nah. You've got to go the real shebang. If you're making a clafouti or whatever the hell that is, you've got to have real bougie cream. You can't cheapskate on the cream.
Yeah, all right. Good point. Well made.
You're welcome.
Sort that out. So that's all going to be fun.
That's nice.
Yeah, busy one. Then working Sunday here.
I was going to say, you're going to be dusty on Sunday?
Yeah, a little bit.
Oh,
but that's all right. I'll be here. Don't worry. I'll be on the air here.
Working away.
Yeah, exactly.
Slaving away. Where else would you rather be?
Good question.
Now, speaking of, if you are jetting off on the weekend, just like me, you're going to need fuel to get from point A to point B, and we can hook you up with that with our brand new game, Three of a Kind. $50 worth of fuel up for grabs. We've got Jet from Western on the phone, our runner-up from yesterday, ready to go, ready to take out the title. So we need someone to go head-to-head with Jet next. 4967 4105. If you want to play Three of a Kind, call now.
This is how easy it is, right? Let's do an example.
All right.
I'll test you this time.
Okay, go.
McDonald's, Hungry Jack's, KFC.
Tyler.
Yeah.
Fast food restaurants.
That is correct. Well
and the
done.
List you
yeah. See how easy it is?
Yep.
4967, 4105. And you just have to be a little bit faster than Tyler.
Yeah, you
and
do.
And you probably were.
I think you will be.
Exactly.
My brain just likes to malfunction every now and then, but it's all good.
Give us a call now if you'd like to play Three of a Kind and win yourself some free petrol up next here on UFM.
With Tyler and Crevo on UFM. This is the Novo's Three of a Kind.
Yeah, of course, if you want $50 worth of free fuel, this is how you can get it. $50 worth of free fuel, all thanks. Oh, wait, what is it? I've forgotten.
Are you all right? All you got to do, all right, is figure out what the theme is between the three things that we say, and then you yell out, your name is your buzzer, first to two, best of three.
I need a nap.
That's all right.
Thank you so much for doing that for me, because I genuinely forgot how to talk then.
That's all good. I got you. You know, this is part of it's teamwork, you know, it's all that.
Right.
Let's meet our contestants,
shall we?
We've
got Jet from Western, our runner-up yesterday. Hey, Jet.
Hey, how are you?
Good, mate. How are you?
Yeah, good.
You ready to win?
Yeah, I'm definitely going to win this time.
You've woken up a winner today, haven't you?
Definitely, yep. Woken up feeling like it.
Good. Yeah, you do the scaffolding, yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
Superb. Absolutely superb. Supporting our builders. That's a good name for a scaffolding company, isn't it?
Isn't it?
I like that.
Jet, what are you doing?
Scaffolding.
Yeah, nice. Give yourself a plug. Well done. What are you doing this weekend, Jet?
Oh, probably not much. Not much at all.
Yeah,
just
nice.
Just resting up.
Big week at work.
Yeah, exactly. A couple of Red Bulls in there.
We've got Chad in Gateshead as well. Hey, Chad.
Hi, guys.
How are you today?
Not too bad, how are you?
Yeah, not bad. What are you up to this weekend?
Not really got any plans at the moment.
No,
oh,
that's
good.
All right.
Well, maybe if you win $50 worth of fuel, you can go on a road trip. Are both boys ready? Let's test our buzzers. Jet up first.
Yeah.
Solid.
Strong. Now, Chad.
Chad.
Oh, that was quick.
Solid too.
All right, here we go. First one. The Veronicas, Savage Garden, Screaming Jets.
Yeah.
Yeah, what is it?
Australian singers.
That is correct. Well done.
Well done. Good stuff. I thought that was a hard one, but you nailed that.
First one on the board. Here we go, next one. Titanium, platinum, silver.
Jet.
Ooh, that was Jet.
Elements? Wait.
Oh, that's a good question. Hang on a second.
Well, that's not what we had.
Yeah, that's correct, though.
Is it? Yeah. Okay, well, there you go.
No elements on the periodic table.
Jet's a winner.
Congratulations, man. Chad.
We just wanted medals, but, I mean, you've gone one up. Well done, mate.
I like that. Chad, can we get you back on Monday?
No worries.
Oh, awesome. Fantastic.
Awesome.
We got one winner and one potential winner.
Yep. That's what we love around here.
It sure is. The other thing we love is stories where... Well, things have gone awfully wrong for someone because it provides entertainment for us.
Depends on how awfully wrong we're talking.
Yeah, of course, to a degree.
No one died.
No, exactly. But someone did end up with a World War I explosive up their buttocks.
Up the ringer.
Exactly right. Of course we're going to tell that story. This person is fine. I just want to highlight that. They're fine. Nothing major wrong.
I have so many questions.
Don't worry. I'll be answering them.
Good.
As many as I can. You wake you up with the Novos.
Tyler and Crevo. The Novos.
All right. If you ever think you're having a bad day, strap yourself in for this one, because this bloke, 88 years of age, presents himself to hospital. All right. This is in France. And he says, got a bit of a problem, a bit of an embarrassing one. And doctors go, oh, it's all right, mate.
What's happened?
Nothing. We see everything here. Yeah. You know, all that sort of gear. He goes, I've got, and this would be in French. I'm just doing the English translation of how I imagine it went, right?
Yeah.
I've got a World War I explosive up my butthole.
Up the clacker.
Yep. And then, of course, they start freaking out because now you're in a bomb scare situation.
Of course.
Because you've got unexploded ordnance in a place it's not meant to be.
My mind didn't even go there. My mind was like, how did it get up there and why has it been there for so long?
How's this for the most French sentence ever, though? The hospital was partially evacuated.
Oh, my God. It's not even everyone. Forget it. I'm not evacuating today. I'm so busy. I've got so many emails to send. I'm staying here.
I'm retired. Sorry. Right? That's how I imagine it went, of course. It's probably something more to do with, you know, people on, like, the life-saving machines and stuff. They couldn't, like,
probably
just unplug
can't leave.
Them.
Can't just walk
yeah,
out.
Yeah, exactly. But anyway, that's how I imagine it went. So they had to remove the antique explosive from this guy's butt.
How did it get up there?
Well, that's a question. Now, I used to live with a doctor. He used to be my housemate for years and years. And he goes, the amount of people that slip and fall
onto things that go up their bum.
He goes, it's just ridiculous. He goes, I know how it went up there. They insist on saying they slip and fell on toy cars, Lego, other toy things. He said, it's really, really, it's common, so common, he said.
But there are so many things that are non-explosives that you could put up there if you wanted to, I don't know, test out how it feels.
Also, yeah, sure. Great point. Well
made.
Not a
bomb.
And also, at 88 years of age, surely you've well, that's maybe it. These guys, I've tried everything else.
It's time for an explosive.
Let's see.
But, like, was it, had it been up there for long? Or did it, was it, well, if did he go to World War, he wouldn't have been able to go to World War One, could he?
No, he'd be 100 and like 10 now. Not possible.
Quick maths.
Yeah, quick maths. But how? I guess he could have found it when he was young, maybe.
And then was like,
in his 20s.
This is dad's replica from when he went to war. I'm going to put it somewhere safe.
That is not safe. How ridiculous. If you're going to use something that's approved and recommended.
So did his bum hole explode?
Nah. It was all good. They got it out. Everyone, come back into the hospital. There's all the old people, like, coughing away. Like, oh, righto, we can go back in now.
Oh, my God.
All in French, of course.
Of course.
What a crazy situation.
I mean,
situation.
If there's one thing you want to shove up your bum.
It's not that.
Well, I was going to say, maybe give it a go. Don't give it a go.
Definitely
please
not.
Please don't.
Please.
Forget I even
else.
Suggested that. Just there's things that you can go down to Adam and Eve and try out, like a butt plug or something instead. Way less explosive.
Use Tyler's recommendations. Seems to know all about it.
Yep.
Jared in next with the Hunter's 100% local newsroom to give you all of your news headlines as you wake up with the Novos.
The Novos with Tyler and Crevo. Waking up Newcastle and the Hunter.
105.3 New FM.
Only on 105.3 New FM.
All right, so yesterday behind the scenes, Tyler, you were just talking and you sometimes talk very animatedly with your hands.
Yeah.
And you slammed your elbow onto the desk and you were, clutching at your arm, and you go, I think I've broken my bones.
I thought I almost did, but I've broken a bone so often that I was like, that didn't feel like a break. I think I'm good.
So you, how many times have you broken your arm or bones around there?
5 times.
That's a lot for an adult human.
It was when I was a kid, and it was 3 times in the same year.
That's extraordinary.
I was rollerblading, fell hands first, snapped it.
Yep.
Second time was the day I got the cast off. Mum decided to let me run around out the back after they'd, like...
Same break?
Watered the grass, yeah. The cast was off, and they were like, don't run around for a couple of days. You've still got a very weak bone. It's healed, but it's weak. Fell over, back at hospital that night.
Oh, God.
And the third time, we were coming up here to Stockton on holiday.
Yeah.
And it was in the summer, so we needed to get the plaster taken off and a fiberglass one put on a waterproof one, because we're on holidays. Physio snapped it. Back in hospital again that night.
Oh, my God.
Family holiday cancelled. Broken up.
What a disaster.
And then a couple more times, a few years after that as well.
And then in the new FM studio, a near break.
Almost, yeah. I knew, though. I was like, geez, that was close, but it's not broken.
Oh, so this is what we want here. 4967 4105. How did you break or dislocate a bone? The more ridiculous way, the better.
Because, like, I was literally just sitting here yesterday.
Yeah, just banged it on the desk.
Thought
and
it
she
was broken.
Like, she felt it. Oh, it's very painful. Could be broken. Could be broken. Luckily,
yep.
Wasn't.
Yep.
We didn't have to go for an x-ray, but it was a close one.
Have you broken any bones?
No. Nah.
Really?
No.
Maybe I'm just
You're very brittle. Very brittle person. Like, do you drink much milk as a kid?
No, I'm lactose intolerant.
That's
group.
Why.
We've discussed this.
That's, I forgot about that.
Does almond milk have calcium in it?
Nothing. Damn. Zero.
4967-4105. How'd you break a bone or dislocate a bone? Best callers on the air today will take home a $50 voucher to Arpe by the Water in Honeysuckle. Arpe by the Water. Tuesday to Thursday, enjoy beer on tap or incredible cocktails, plus a range of succulent skewers, rib fingers, pork belly, and more. Your choice for $50. Book online. Limited time only.
I could do with some pork belly and some skewers.
Got some rib fingers.
$50 worth. Yes, please. All you got to do is share a story. You or someone you know. How did you break a bone? We'll do it next on the air. 4967-4105 here at New FM.
Tyler and Crevo are the Novos.
We've just established that Tyler is a very brittle person bone-wise.
Yep.
Right? How many bones did you break over
Five.
The journey?
I've broken my arms 5 times.
That's extraordinary.
Couple of toes here and there as well. Mainly at festivals. I wake up from a festival with a broken foot.
That's not a good thing.
I know.
And we had a near miss here in the studio as well. You banged your arm on the desk and almost broke it.
Thought it was broken literally just by sitting here doing nothing.
Which is extraordinary. Extraordinary. All right, so let's go to the phones and find out how you, dear listener, have broken a bone along the way.
Let's go to Linda in Waratah first. Hey, Linda.
Hey, how you going?
Very well. Now tell us, how did you break a bone?
Well, I didn't actually break a bone. I was doing a Kentucky tour in 1991 in America.
Yeah.
And it was my birthday. So we all went out to celebrate.
And what happened?
And as I was leaving the restaurant club, I slipped. And I sprained my ankle that bad. I had to go to an American hospital.
Oh, that's going to cost a lot of money, doesn't it?
Cost me about $300 or $400.
Oh, geez, that's a reasonable
that's
amount of money. Just faded there, out there. I'm not really sure what happened. Lisa's up next in Bolton Point. How are you?
Hello.
Now, how did you break a bone, Lisa?
When I was about 5 a week before I started kindergarten, you know the old combi vans where they pull up out the back?
Yeah.
Yeah, me and my sister were riding in that because you didn't have to wear seatbelts in those days. And we went around the corner and the door opened and me and my sister rolled out and I ended in the gutter with a broken collarbone and my sister got tar all up a leg.
I mean, none of that sounds safe, does it? Getting in a strange van and then ending up with tar and a broken collarbone.
But also, minor detail, you forget they fell out of a moving vehicle.
Well, that too. None of that is brilliant.
Oh, my God. That is wild. Let's go to Kate in East Maitland next. Hey, Kate.
Hey, how you going?
Very well. Tell us, how did you break a bone?
Well, I've dislocated my pinky toe 8 times.
How?
Oh, I just must lead with it, and I've gotten door frames, swimming pool, couches, side of the bed, and once that little bugger pops out once...
It's going to pop out all the time, isn't it?
All the time. But it busts, and it takes ages to get better, and you can't wear shoes. And
the way you do it, it almost sounds like you enjoy it.
I really don't. But one of my best friends, she's up to 10 times because she had the same problem with her toes. And we just whack them back in now and strap it up. And
No, you don't.
You know what you should do? Next time it pops out and you're whacking them back in, video it for us, all right? And send it through at the
please
Novos
do
underscore.
Please do not.
I've got photos.
Yeah, no, send them.
It's all good.
At the Novos underscore on Instagram, all right?
It's so fun.
Ugly toe pics.
Free toe pics. Thank you, love that.
Do you now? Jeez, we're learning so much today. One more? Yeah, let's do it. Emily, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Excellent. How'd you break a bone?
I was at school sport in high school. I lost balance while roller skating and fell forward with my arms across the skating rink.
Oh, I've done that too. It's the worst.
I got up and like to my teacher, I'd like hurt myself. And she's like, no, you're fine, get off the bus.
Oh.
So I got back on the bus for like a 15-minute
ride back to school. And then I got home and I was like, Mum, this happened. And she's like, well, I'll take you to the hospital. And yeah, it was fractured. I was in a class. And the next day I was up to the teacher. I was like, now tell me something's not wrong.
Yeah, exactly.
So you
now
did that whilst roller skating. What do you do now, Emily?
I'm a preschool teacher. I'm a director of a preschool.
Oh, so you're always dealing with broken bones with kids as well?
Well, no, not as much.
and if you do, you
you're
say,
listening to them.
You go, no, you go, they're fine. You're fine.
You're fine.
You can see it hanging in half.
That's not the right way to go.
Oh, isn't it? Okay, thank
you. Duh, Crevo. Mum did that to me, though, with one of my broken arms. Took me 4 days for Mum to take me to the hospital. She was like, nah, you're fine. And then she went, it was my teacher. She was like, actually, no, I don't think she's fine. She can't pick up her pens. You've got to take her to the hospital. 4 days. I was walking around with a broken arm with no treatment.
Did your mum teach Emily at
school? Yeah, probably.
I think that's how that went. You're waking up with the Novos, Tyler and Crevo. What's the goss up next?
Yes, now, early in the week we had the Grammys. J-Lo and Ben Affleck looked like they were bored AF in the crowd, and the Daily Mail have paid a lip reader to figure out what they were bickering about in the crowd at the Grammys.
Of course. We'll unpack it all next.
Came and asked me how I say my name, and I was like, Adele.
Is this a cat toy for our cat?
Yes, it is.
And got naked and posted pictures of my...
What's the goss?
UFM. Now, the other day on the show, Crevo, we were talking about the Grammys, and there's tea behind a conversation that J-Lo and Ben Affleck that went down. Now, they look so Ben Affleck looked so unimpressed at everything going down at the Grammys. And their conversation has been revealed because the Daily Mail, bless their lack of impulse control, have paid a lip reader to figure out what the two were bickering about.
This is good because the footage is there, obviously, but no microphone.
That's it, yeah. And, like, the pics and the images and the videos have gone viral. Everyone's like, why does he look so sad? Like, you can tell that she's told him to straighten up.
Mm.
And then they realise that the cameras are on them and they're like, oh, shit.
Yeah, stop.
Look
whatever.
Good.
Pretend you're not saying anything.
Yeah, and it's like, Ben Affleck looks so miserable the whole time.
I know.
Like resting bitch face, but if you just found out your dog died.
All combined into one.
So miserable, right? And then, so the lip reader, you can see when he's looking so sad, J-Lo turns around and says, stop, look more friendly, look motivated. That's such big J-Lo energy,
yeah,
isn't it?
Definitely.
Look motivated?
Yeah,
how what does that even mean?
Great question. I mean, you just need to look as if you're ready to do something different.
But, J-Lo is the kind of person to always be motivated that it makes everyone else sick.
Yeah, so much so. She's so enthusiastic. It's annoying.
Well, I think it's made Ben Affleck sick because he's responded, I might.
Oh,
and then she just glared at him and then they realise the cameras are on them and then they straighten up.
So interesting. What's going on behind closed doors?
I don't think they'll see out the year.
I don't think so either.
I think they'll be done.
Absolutely right.
Yeah.
It won't be long. I guess, well, the year's still got 10 months left, so.
Do you want to know what my theory is, though?
Yeah.
J-Lo's best gaze, all of her styling team have gotten hold of Ben Affleck's face, putting so much Botox in there that it's making his face, like...
He looks upset all the time.
Sag.
Yeah, I think you might
There's too much Botox in there because he looks manicured.
That's a message.
And he wouldn't be manicured without the marriage of J-Lo.
Nah, it's a message in life. Don't get too much Botox.
Your face will drop.
It won't look good in the end. Jared in next with the Hunter's 100% local newsroom to give you all of your news headlines as you wake up with the Novos.
Damn!
Damn,
it feels good to be
the Novos.
The Novos.
Tyler and Crevo.
New FM.
Get that feel-good Friday feeling.
And Crevo, incredible news coming out of WA. Two firefighting pilots have walked away from Australia's first Boeing 737 crash ever, completely unscathed. And the wreckage from this crash looks like there'd be no survivors.
It's extraordinary. All you can see is plumes of black smoke, fire.
Like, if I show you a photo of this plane, it is just ash.
Yeah, it's purely a big pile of ash. How did these two...
Walk away. So much so that the Premier, Mark McGowan, was literally blown away.
Have a listen to this.
When I first heard of it, I assumed the worst, but I'm advised that the pilots have survived and the crew have survived. So that's a miracle. I'm amazed.
4967 4105. when did you escape death? Because these blokes have. They've got 9 lives. They walked away completely unscathed.
It's just unbelievable. Now, the sort of things we're after could be any way that you, you know, escape death.
Yeah.
Yeah, like car crash or perhaps drowning.
Train crash.
Drowning.
Yeah.
You know, there's all sorts of ways that sometimes, for whatever reason, you walk away from something you think,
someone's watching
my God,
over me.
That was extraordinary. How did I get away with that?
Yep.
Could be someone you know as well, like an amazing story from a friend or family member. 4967-4105. When did you escape death? Now, the best callers on air today go into the draw for this awesome prize. It's the ultimate Event Cinema's Valentine's Day package. Includes 2 gold class tickets, the movie of your choice, plus the ultimate date night food and beverage. It's awesome. There's a box as well with goodies, moisturizers, all that sort of thing as well.
Well, that's a bit hot for Valentine's Day, isn't it?
It certainly is.
Bit of moisturizer, if you know what I mean.
Okay, it's valued at $250. Strut into gold class. Class for luxury seating, food and beverages, Event Cinemas Katara. If you want to get your mitts on that, just give us a call now, 4967-4105, and tell us about how you or someone you know escaped death just by the skin of their teeth. We love to hear these stories. You're waking up with the Novos, Tyler and Crevo.
Tyler and Crevo are the Novos.
Yeah, we are asking on 4967-4105, when did you escape death after 2 firefighting pilots have literally walked away unscathed, surviving Australia's first Boeing 737 crash, completely unscathed? It was so shocking that even Mark McGowan, the Premier of WA, was like, I'm pretty dumbfounded by this.
Let's hear what he put it.
When I first heard of it, I assumed the worst, but I'm advised that the pilots have survived and the crew have survived. So that's a miracle. I'm amazed.
Look on his face is a man, like, bewildered.
Yeah.
It's just extraordinary. When you see the footage and the photos of this plane,
you will assume that no one would have survived that.
It just blows me away. My parents, actually, right? They had a very close miss with death. This was years ago. They were taking a ferry in Indonesia from Java to a nearby island.
Yeah.
They were, like, rushing from one place to get to the ferry terminal. And when they got there, they'd missed it by, like, minutes. It was pulling away as they were there.
Oh, that's annoying.
They were like, oh, so frustrating. Anyway, they went back, sorted it out. They ended up getting a flight to the other island. They arrived and there were, like, all this panic and stuff all around. They're like, what's going on? The ferry had sunk. Nobody survived.
Oh, my God. So it was like they were not supposed to be on that ferry.
No. Near miss with death.
Someone knew. Well, someone was looking out for him.
They missed it by minutes. It's extraordinary.
Wow.
And these things happen, right?
Totally. Let's go to Robbie in Charlestown. Hi, Robbie. Oh, no, we've lost Robbie.
Oh, well, lucky I had that story about the ferry situation.
Lucky.
Hey, let's move things along, right? Because I want to talk about this next, Tyler. You, I've noticed in some areas.
Yeah.
A very smart person, right? You're very switched on.
Thank
very
you.
Smart.
Thanks. That's a nice compliment.
In other areas, you're a little bit on the gullible side. Or you just think things are a certain way. Here's an example from yesterday. We were talking about in Australia how, like, bull semen is very expensive for, like, certain bulls that are, like, prize-winning and stuff.
Yeah.
And this is what you thought they were using it for. Have a listen to this. Look at a big bull or a cow. They're like, oh, it's got a nice straight back. Look at that. Give them 24 grand for a couple of straws of semen. Let's go.
So I'm still just drawn to the cost of the semen. Like, I thought they were, like, putting it in vaccines or something.
What vaccines do you think are full of bull semen?
I don't know. It might be like a good mixer or something.
The fact that you thought they were using it for that and not just impregnating cows.
Well, I don't know. I just thought maybe they use it for science.
They're not putting it in vaccines. They're not. You're not. When you get a vaccine, it's not part bull semen. That is just fact.
Well, I was just checking.
Okay, so this is what we're going to do next. 2 truths and a lie.
Okay.
I'm going to give you 3 things. I'm going to say 3 things. two will be the truth and one will be a lie. And
I've got to pick out the lie.
Based on that, we're going to do an invention theme.
Oh,
so it's going to be three things that were invented and one I've just made up and is absolutely ridiculous.
I've got this in the bag.
I think you do. You don't. You're waking up with the Novos, Tyler and Crevo.
Tyler and Crevo are the Novos.
All right, so two truths and a lie. This is, of course, where I tell you three things.
Yep.
Only one of them is a lie, and you got to figure out which one it is. Now, this has all come about because I've realised over the past month of getting to know you behind the scenes and on the air.
Yeah.
Sometimes the things you say, like, where did that come from? Right, here's an example from yesterday when we were talking about how bull semen can be very expensive. In fact, Australia had a record for the most expensive, and you had a weird idea about what they're using it for. Look at a big bull or a cow, they're like, oh, it's got a nice straight back, look at that. Give them 24 grand for a couple of straws of semen, let's go.
So I'm still just drawn to the cost of the semen. Like, I thought that's they were like putting it in vaccines or something.
What vaccines do you think are full of bull semen?
I don't know. It might be like a good mixer or something.
I still don't understand why you thought that was the case.
I don't understand science. Maybe someone else in science does understand that maybe you use bull semen for that.
Then there was also the situation the other day. We had a bit of a leak in the roof here at the radio station.
Oh, yeah.
And the water was coming out. Yellow.
Looked like wee.
It did a little bit. And it was into, we could see it extra well because it was dripping into a white bucket.
Yeah, gross.
So you could see really well. And our technician here at the radio station went, oh, it's probably because it's dripping through the bats.
And I was like, ew, do we have dead bats in the roof? There's bat juice
that's
coming out of
yellow.
It. That's gross.
And he went, no, the insulation bats.
I was like,
they're
oh.
Yellow. The roof
that
isn't
makes
full
more
of bats.
Sense. Well, I mean, I wouldn't put it past this old building.
Well, it's a possibility, but extremely unlikely. All right, so here we go. Two truths and a lie. I'm going to tell you three things. Only one of them is not true.
Hit me.
Now, based on the science situation, let's go with inventions.
Okay.
Okay, the first one. Here we go. The paperclip was invented by Samuel B. Fay by bending a piece of wire that he'd found on his desk. It was originally intended for attaching tickets to fabric, but then later was found to be useful for putting stacks of paper together.
Okay.
Second one.
Yep.
Fairy floss was invented in 1824 when scientist Dr. Alfred Meakin was trying to create a more environmentally friendly cushion stuffing using sugarcane. Some accidentally went into his mouth and he realised it tasted good, hence the invention of fairy floss.
Okay.
Number three. The rubber band was invented by Thomas Hancock in England in 1843, when Hancock simply got a rubber bottle from America and sliced it into thin slices, and that was invented to hold bundles of letters together.
I think the lie is the rubber band one.
Unfortunately, that is incorrect. The fairy floss.
Damn it. Did you make up the fairy floss
yeah,
one?
Of course.
That was elaborate. That was good. You got me.
It wasn't just making cushion stuffing. They didn't care about the environment in the 1800s.
Gee, that's a dead giveaway,
it's
isn't it?
So true.
I thought that was legit.
Oh, well, we might revisit that.
Sure.
What I'm finding here is, firstly, you don't know heaps about science.
No idea.
Second, a little bit gullible.
Totally.
Jared in next with the Hunter's 100% local newsroom to give you all of your news updates just minutes away as you wake up with the Novos.
UFM. This is Tyler and Crevo. And this is UFM at breakfast. At breakfast.
Right. Now, once again, Crevo, the residents of Waratah Manor, a.k.a. Marcus and myself at our house.
Yeah. It is a manor. House.
It is a manor. Facing another internal dilemma.
Got politics on your hands.
This time regarding the toilet paper. In what I can only describe as a Mexican standoff.
Oh, this is big.
With toilet paper.
Now, when a relationship is on the rocks, you know, these early warning signs that you've got to be aware of. As when you got a Mexican standoff happening in your own house.
Do you consider this a red flag?
I don't know. I'd be worried. Mm. I'm worried. I don't even know what it is yet.
I'm going to fill you in on the toilet paper Mexican standoff in my house going down.
This is big. This is happening right this minute. We're reporting live on the scene. Well, sort of, via the station, via the studio.
Breaking news.
Exactly. Up next, you're waking up with the Novos, Tyler and Crevo.
Oh, that's awesome.
Let's put your knowledge to the test for the chance to get paid. It's the Novos Trivia Check.
Yeah, the price of everything is going up, so we're trying to give you as much cash as we possibly can.
What would you call it when the price of things go up?
The cozy live is on the rise. Exactly. Just last night, schooner of Tui's new, $8.30.
Are you joking me?
Nah, just at a local pub.
What a rip.
You know, it's just very, very expensive. Of course, we've got $450 on the line. You just need to answer one trivia question correctly.
Yeah, we want to help you out with some free cash right in time for the weekend. Let's meet our contestant. We've got Richard in Toronto. Hey, Richard.
Hello, how you going?
Good, mate. How are you?
I'm all right.
That's good. What are you up to this weekend?
I'm going to be working at an 80s show this weekend.
I don't know what that is, but sounds cool. Something to do with the 80s?
Indeed.
Fantastic.
All right, well, $450 might help out, won't it, Richard?
Definitely, most definitely.
All right, are you ready for your question? Don't forget the five-second timer in your head. Don't let it get in there, all right?
Sure.
What was the number zero originally called?
Oh, whoops, sorry. I pressed the wrong button there. Let's try that one more time, shall we? With this time, the five-second timer.
What was the number zero originally called?
Was it naught?
Oh, unfortunately, that is not right.
It was originally called cipher.
Did you know that? Obviously not. There you go. Who knew that?
Only Richard just said, who knew that? Not me, but now you know.
Fascinating stuff. Oh, well, that means the $450 is still up for grabs just before 9 o'clock as we play Trivia Check once more today. You're waking up with the Novos, Tyler and Crevo. Get money.
More music and more free money.
It's 105.3 New FM's $10,000 Cash Tracks.
Right, now the first cash track will be on in minutes. The first one for you, Feel Good Friday, on the air soon. But first, I want to ask you, Crevo. We've got some very dear friends of ours. Their little girl's first birthday party tomorrow. We're going back to our hometown in Goulburn.
Yeah.
To celebrate Hazel, her first birthday.
So almost 1 year of age.
Yeah.
Lovely.
She's so sweet. It's at a rugby club. Her dad, Abram, has got some connections to the local Goulburn Rugby Club there. So it's going to be a big party.
That's a bit of fun. So are they doing like a room hire or is it just in the general area?
Just in the whole bit.
Okay.
It's got a bar and kitchen and big space. Heaps of, obviously, football field for the kids to run around in as well.
Perfect.
Great. So Marcus and I are packing bags, preparing to hit the road for the weekend. And we're like, oh, we better go to the bottle shop. I'll just get a bottle of wine, bottle of bubbles maybe to celebrate. And Marcus is like, yeah, I'll get a case. I was like,
like a case of beer?
Case of beer.
Yes. Yeah,
a whole case. I'm thinking maybe 6-pack's probably more appropriate for a first birthday party, right?
Hang on. It's your hometown. All your friends are there.
Yeah.
You're not driving home, are you?
No, we'll drive home Sunday.
Yeah. So you get, like, catch an Uber or whatever to where you're staying.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good case. What are
it's
you talking
a first
about?
Birthday party, Crevo. It's not a piss up.
No, it's at a rugby club. It's not like, you know, this is not a balloons and, you know, pinata situation.
You and Marcus are in the same boat. He's like, Dahl, all the boys are together.
Yeah,
it's Hazel's first birthday.
Hometown.
He's thinking they're going to drop Hazel home. Who's going to look after her? And they're all going to go to the pub.
No, it's all you're all at the rugby club, and that's where the case is fine. You got how many people there?
Oh, I think
he's not drinking the whole thing himself.
Oh, I wouldn't doubt it.
Let's share one or two of them, mate.
Oh, I think a whole case of beer at a first birthday party is a bit outrageous.
It's with the boys. It's in your hometown. It's at a rugby club.
4967 4105. Is it wrong to take a whole case of beer to a first birthday party?
You've got to consider the whole situation. It's fine.
It's not. It's too much.
All right. Are you team Tyler? This is too much. Are you team Crevo and Marcus? Stick the boys stick together. It's
fine. Yeah, of course
fine.
You do.
It's fine. You're overreacting. It's fine.
4967 4105. A case of beer at a first birthday party. Is it too much? Every caller that gets on the air will go in the draw to win the Ultimate Event Cinema's Valentine's Day package. 2 gold class tickets to a movie of your choice, plus the ultimate date night food and beverage package, valued at least $250. So awesome. If you want to get on this for Valentine's Day next week, call now on 4967 4105. Share your thoughts.
Team Tyler, it's too much. Team Crevo, it's fine. The boys stick together. You're waking up with the Novos. Tyler and Crevo.
Here is your first cash track for the day. Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous. Good Charlotte.
Tyler and Crevo are the Novos.
Now, we are asking on 4967 4105 if a case of beer at a first birthday party is too much. Marcus, my partner, thinks it's totally fine. We've got a first birthday tomorrow. He's like, yeah, I'm taking a case of beer with the boys.
I think it's fine because it's at a rugby club. Like, that's what you got to remember. You're not just in some backyard lolly bags. The kid's a bit older, you know. It's a one-year-old. They're not going to remember.
Yeah, but I just think it's a bit much. It's in the middle of the day. It's at midday. I just think it's a bit much.
All right. Well, that's your opinion. I've got mine. I'm sticking with Marcus on this one. I'm siding with him.
Let's go with Kayla first from Raymond Terrace. Hey, Kayla.
Hi, how are you going?
Very well. Now tell us, do you think it's right or wrong to take a whole case of beer to a first birthday party?
No alcohol at a first birthday party.
None at all?
No.
So we're both wrong on this one.
Yep.
Okay. All right.
Why so?
I just don't think it's required. It's a first birthday party. Why do you need to drink alcohol at a first birthday party?
Yeah, you're
good
right.
Good point. Well made.
Very valid point.
Okay, so one for team none of us.
Let's go to Mark in Rutherford next. Hey, Mark.
Hey, how are you going?
Very well, mate. Now tell us, do you think a case of beer at a first birthday is good or not good?
Is good. How else are you going to get through it?
Yeah, exactly right. Good point. Well made. Wait, absolutely right. 100%.
I don't know, some cake and some fairy bread maybe?
Yeah, but then I've got 5 kids myself, so I've got to get through it.
Okay, fair enough.
You know what? You make a good point, and you've got more experience than both of us put together.
You're really making having kids sound real good to us at the moment too as well. Let's go to Mary in Warners Bay next. Hi, Mary.
Hi, how are you going?
Very well. Now tell us, do you think a case of beer at a first birthday is too much?
Take that carton of beer, Marcus.
Smart, absolutely right.
Why do you think so, Mary?
Oh, it's summer and you've got to enjoy yourself, and I'm sure he'll share those beers.
Exactly. He will. It's all the lads there from his hometown. They'll be having a good time.
Absolutely.
Mary just wants the address.
Yeah, Mary's like, come.
Yeah, absolutely.
Bring your own case of beer, though, because there'll be none going around.
Oh, please.
Let's go to Beck in Charlestown. Hey, Beck.
Hey, how you going?
Good. Now tell us, do you think a case of beer at a first birthday is too much?
No, 100% you need to take it.
Yeah, absolutely.
I have just been whitewashed here, Beck. Why so?
Look, for my eldest daughter's first birthday, we had a keg and a spit roast.
Oh my God, a
how
keg.
How good's your parties, by the way? That sounds amazing.
I had to celebrate, I got through the first year.
Yeah, that's
what?
For you though, Beck. Marcus has done none of the heavy lifting. He doesn't really need to have a whole case to celebrate a first birthday.
Does. I reckon he does. And it seems like everyone is team Marcus except for Kayla, who might have been a bit of a prude, but you know what?
And me.
Yeah, your opinions are valid. You two can go off on your own party with no drinks and Marcus and I'll hang out.
I wouldn't mind just like one glass of bubbles.
Yeah.
You just don't need to overdo it.
It's not. It's all the boys all in the hometown all together again.
I'm surrounded by alcoholics.
No, you're not. It's just a stunning weekend in the making.
Yeah, like Mary said, summer.
Yeah,
that's
right.
It's just a good enough excuse to have a whole case of beer without the party.
I want to go the one with the spit roast.
Yeah,
that's what
too.
I'm saying.
And the keg.
Yeah, what's the goss up next? Now, Tommy Lee, he's got his nuts out again.
He's back at it again.
On the internet. What are you doing? Of course, we're going to unpack everything to do with that. As you wake up with the Novos, Tyler and Crevo.
The Novos with Tyler and Crevo.
Came and asked me how I say Adele. My name and I was like, Adele.
Is the cat toy for our cat?
Yes, it is.
And got naked and posted pictures of my...
What's the goss?
UFM. Oh my God, Tommy Lee is at it again, this time posting on Twitter a picture. Oh, he's nuts.
I reckon I know why.
Okay, let's hear it.
Because Pamela's new doco has just been released on Netflix.
And I saw
he's
that.
Trying to stay relevant. He's trying to still continue to control the narrative. So he's an idiot.
Well, interesting thing here as well, she apparently has been texting him saying, you're like the love of my life.
What?
Because in the doco, which I just watched the other night, it's she, in a roundabout way, says she just never really got over him. When
jeez.
You, because at the start, you know, there's this whole story about the things that went wrong and obviously he went to jail and all that sort of stuff. And then by the end, she's like very pensive and reflective.
Yeah.
And she's basically blamed all of the like failed relationships after that on the fact that she's really never got over him.
Wow.
And apparently, yeah, she's texted him about that. So I don't know whether he could just be publicly trying to reel her back in.
Maybe.
That could be it. But I'm just going to say this. They're very low hanging.
Yeah, I'm looking at them now. I've got a shiver. They are hanging so low. Also, too, his bum, it's not a nice bum. It looks like the skin looks old and saggy and a little bit thin.
Are we sure that he's not put like some sort of fake bum on the outside, like a rubber one?
No, I don't think so. I think that's
because
just
it looks
his,
like there's a rubber layer.
That's a saggy, wrinkly old man's bum.
It's
for sure. Yeah. Haven't seen many, but I know.
You say that, but the outside looks very rubbery and flat. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I do. I see like what you're saying, but that's old man bum skin.
Okay. Well, I think, all right, confirmed by Tyler then.
Can't be
then.
Sure, but yeah, those nuts are hanging low. They are sagging, aren't they?
It looks as if somebody has grabbed a couple of hard-boiled eggs and put them in a sock.
Yeah.
And then like a real long business sock.
Golf balls in socks.
Exactly.
Yep.
Not just a regular, not an ankle sock.
Someone has retweeted it saying, this reminds me of the time I accidentally saw my grandpa changing.
Yeah, it's a bit of that vibe going on. Tommy Lee, what are you doing?
Put it away.
Exactly.
Put the sack away.
If anyone wants to see what's going on there, I believe there's a video out there.
It's on Twitter. And also, too, if I have to see it, then so do you. You have to go through the trauma
oh,
as well.
God. Hopefully not. Jared in next with the Hunter's 100% local newsroom to give you all of your news updates just minutes away here at New FM.
Tyler and Crevo. 1053
UFM. All right, Tyler, before 9 o'clock, $450 still in play for Trivia Check.
Oh, yeah.
So if you want some free money, that is still on the way. Next, though, little bit of a rant. Got to get on my soapbox because...
What's happened?
Something's been annoying me, right, about the way people are using their phones.
A certain way that they're using
them? Yeah, it's just... When I tell you, you won't be able to unsee this.
Oh, no.
But you have to hear about it because it's just, it's driving me up the wall. And I think we need to help here in Newcastle to stop this behaviour.
Okay.
So I'll fill you in on all the details up next as you wake up with the Novos, Tyler and Crevo.
Tyler and Crevo are the Novos.
All right. So earlier in the week, there was a big deal because LeBron James broke the record for the most points ever scored by a single player in NBA history.
Pretty huge.
It's huge because it's been held for over 30 years, and it's like over some number over 30,000 points.
38,000 points.
It's massive, right?
Yeah.
And
there was a big build-up to it. The fans were anticipating this was going to happen, right?
And of course, they know roughly like when what game it will be.
Yep.
And people like Denzel Washington came along, Jay-Z was there to watch, a bunch of other celebrities.
Also, too, on that, they were expecting him to reach or break the record at the next game. So the tickets to the next game were going for like thousands of dollars.
But it happened in the one before.
Yep.
Like statistically, that was sort of possible / likely. So, of course, a lot of celebrities were there. They're wanting to watch this. Now, when it started to get closer, so in the first half, he scored a number of points. And then in the second half, they're like, oh, this could actually happen here.
Yep.
And it got closer and closer. It's only a few points to go. And then it's getting down to, like, this is going to happen, right?
Today, right now.
Right here, right now. And in the moments leading up to it, and I only noticed this because I thought it would be great to watch this footage.
Yeah.
So I had a look at it. Every single person it seems, in the whole stadium has their phone out filming.
So they're not even watching it in the moment. They're making sure that they have it. They have a piece of history on their own mobile device.
What are you thinking? Are you going to, you really think you're going to go back and watch on that tiny screen when there's actual, like,
cameras?
HD cameras filming every single possible angle in slow-mo?
We'll believe you if you say you were there. We don't need to see photo or video evidence.
Take a selfie at the front if you need to.
Yep.
But don't waste your time. Like, that is, you're living real life. And instead, you're watching it through a phone. It was so obvious as well. Like, when you, if you have a look at this footage, you can see it's just a sea of phones.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable. And
it's annoying, I feel.
It is, especially, I'd even feel a little bit offended if you were the players. Like, watch me in, watch for real.
Yep.
It happens right here in Newcastle as well. So, there's a few hot spots that I'm going to call out, right? The first one. You know where Blue Door Cafe is at Merriweather?
Yeah.
That is one of the most incredible spots to stand and wait for a coffee.
So lovely.
You stand, you face the beach and just watch nature unfold one of its greatest gems in front of your own eyes.
Yep.
What do people do?
They sit photos. There.
They're not even taking photos. They're scrolling Facebook.
That's worse, isn't it?
You can do that on your own time. There's a multitude of cute dogs to pat. It's an amazing scene. It's a great vibe. And you scroll on Facebook. Do that at home any other time.
I agree. Get off your phone.
Oh, it's insane. The other one is, do you know the Anzac Memorial Bridge Walk?
Yeah.
I see people walking that walk. Face in the phone.
With a beautiful view right in front of them and they're not even paying attention to
it. That one's twice as bad because it's double views. You got the city and the ocean.
360.
You see, if you look out at the ocean, which if you can get your face out of your phone long enough to do, there's heaps of, you often see dolphins there.
Whales?
Yeah, because it's very deep water and that's the perfect spot. And even last night at the Newey, there's like music trivia on or something. Everyone's there in their teams. Supposed to be chatting to mates. At least a few of them were, like, buried in the fire. What are you doing?
Put it away.
Just, there's plenty of time to do that. Like, I'm not against phones. I use one all the time. But, like, live a bit of real life, would you?
I saw some friends of mine were at a gig at the Horden last night before, and the footage that they've posted is just a sea of phones in front of them.
And the full
filming
gig.
Filming the music. It's like, you know, if you just looked up, you'd be able to experience the gig live, right
and
there in front of you.
You'll never watch that video as well.
And even when I'm seeing people post it on Instagram, it is the dodgiest, shakiest, worst footage ever.
Yeah, because you're not a cameraman.
I could just go onto that artist's website and they've probably got footage that's been filmed specifically for that event.
Exactly right.
I'm not interested in your Instagram story. Live in the moment.
Anyway, enough on that. But just live in the moment, like you said.
Totally.
$450 up for grabs next, though. Trivia check is here.
One question stands between you and the cash. I mean, what a good way to kickstart your feel-good Friday.
4967-4105. Do you want free money?
We're doing it next.
One question only. Just get that right. The cash is yours.
Let's put your knowledge to the test for the chance to get paid. It's the Novo's Trivia Check.
Yeah, of course, Newcastle's easiest way to win money. $450 up for grabs with our Trivia Check at Jackpots every day. We've made it to $450.
Yeah, that's right.
Will we make it to $500?
I don't know.
Not sure.
Only time will tell. It'd be Tuesday if we did.
Yeah, indeed. Wouldn't it? Let's meet our contestant this morning. We've got Amelia in Brankston. Hi, Amelia.
Hi.
Now tell us, what would you do with $450?
I don't know.
It's a pretty good chunk of money though, isn't it? I mean, that'd maybe help you with the groceries or maybe you could treat yourself a little bit.
Maybe.
Yeah, treat yourself.
Amelia, you don't have to decide now because the money, you can do whatever you want with it. That's the beauty of money.
Totally.
It's like a gift card you can spend at any store ever throughout time.
It's like money. You can spend it wherever.
Exactly like money.
Exactly like money. All right, Amelia, your question is incoming. Do not let the 5-second timer get in your head. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Who was the highest paid athlete in 2022?
I don't
Oh, I was going to say, have a stab. It was Lionel Messi.
Oh.
Do you know who that is? I don't know who that is. I think he's a soccer player. I would have said LeBron James.
Do you reckon his mum was always like, clean your room?
Because you're messy?
Definitely.
Yep.
I would have said LeBron James too, but I think that's because we were just talking about
maybe.
Him.
Maybe.
Anyway.
I just wanted to say Beyonce. But I know full well that she's
she doesn't
not
do sport.
An athlete.
Maybe yeah. just at home, bit of like soccer with the kids.
Maybe.
You'll never know.
She's still highest paid.
Yeah.
Crevo, that means on Monday, $475 up for grabs with our trivia check.
Yeah, jackpots. Have a great weekend, everyone. We're pretty much done and dusted. 105 commercial free, though, coming on the way soon. Shall we hear some of the songs that are coming up?
Let's do it.
Let's see if I can organise it here. Hang on.
Oh, no. What's happened?
The computer's not doing well here.
Okay, well, we just did say that the computers were all running very well, but maybe not. So maybe
oh,
this
here we go.
Oh, okay,
we've
you're
got
on it.
One. How about this one?
Bit of Green Day on the way after 9 o'clock. Love that.
Sure is. We've also... Oh, speaking of her, how about this? I mean, our very own Jared getting the scoop, right?
Totally. And of course, she's 2022's highest paid athlete.
Exactly right.
Beyonce on After 9 as well.
Now, that one might have impressed you, but this one might not as much.
Oh, you're a rocket scientist. That don't impress me much.
You love Shania Twain,
don't
you?
This woman can do no wrong. I mean, we love her old school, but she's also just released a brand new album.
I forgot about that.
And she also looked like Raggedy Ann at the Grammys. Let's never forget that.
Never forget. Well, that is us done and dusted. Have a great day and a great weekend, everyone. We'll catch you on Monday.
See ya.
I've been listening to your show on the radio.
You've been listening to Tyler and Crevo, the Novos.
Would you like some more?
Head over to Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or newfm.com.au to get more now.